Professor.
Thank you. Let me go back to the question about whether there is enough international humanitarian law, and I should reiterate, yes. The matter is compliance. Now, let me expand that. Is there enough international law? I'm not sure. Probably I'm going out of the framework of this discussion, but if you look at those prospective systems, whether maritime or aerial, operating without the umbilical cord with some bigger manned aircraft, the current definition of a warship as provided for by the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, understand a warship as a vessel that has a uniformed crew and a duly authorized commanding officer. The Chicago Convention on International Civil Aviation does not have a similar definition of a warplane because it deals with civil aviation. However, subsequent treaties, including a series of incidents at sea agreements, they define warplanes, again, as a piloted aircraft, an aircraft that has a uniformed crew and a uniformed commanding officer. So if we are contemplating some time in the future to flag those seagoing vessels, pretending that they are naval ships, then we come into a conflict with UNCLOS and other international treaties. One question that keeps bothering me, and this is a question that I asked at the outset, is which human will be a legitimate target for a response to an attack which was launched by a dehumanized system? For me, as a legal academic, the answer to a question with respect of current unpiloted aerial vehicles is more or less simple. If that aerial vehicle attacks a target somewhere in Afghanistan while it's being operated from a bunker or a container in Nevada, apparently the crew that sits in that bunker or container in Nevada becomes a legitimate target for a response. Now, I'm not so sure about who would be a legitimate target for a response if we're talking about an attack launched by the systems under discussion. Kathleen, finally, I was not referring to a study, an opinion, a compilation that would be granted by ICRC to states. I was referring to a model which was employed when the study on customary norms was compiled, when the ICRC and other duly commissioned experts would make a huge compilation of national practices from which recipients of that study could draw conclusions. Thank you.